we always say that you water, which is the best way to water the tree is from the root, but he says the way that nature actually waters is from the top.
Right from the top, water comes.
By evaporation.
Right, the clouds.
By evaporation of the ocean.
Who cares if the ocean? What?
By nature.
When you come to somebody, that is foolish. The nature is the ultimate. Krishna is the ultimate. Because you cannot see Krishna, therefore you say nature.
Nature is under my control.
Huh?
She says nature is under my control.
Yes.
It is just like an equilibrium, Sri Prabhupada.
Huh?
And called in science, it is called equilibrium.
Yes.
Means it's on and off.
This is called chakra. What is that? Bhagavad Gita is it. Brahma chakras. Brahma chakra. Saddam Khalidam Brahma. That is the every action there is Brahma. The beginning, by eating food grains, you become strong, the animals become strong. Then when you become strong, you perform yoga. And from yoga there is cloud, and from cloud there is rain, and from rain there is food grain. This is the chakra.
Cycle.
Yes.
That is the symptom of material nature.
Yes. So this yoga means to satisfy the laws. Jagyasa karma. So when you miss this yoga, then everything becomes destroyed. When you become godless, then the whole thing will be destroyed. And practically also, if you pay income tax, then government has limited everything. Nice is going. And as soon as you stop income tax, the whole thing, there is no finance, there is bias, DBC, so many things. So yoga is yoga to karma. Everything should be done for the yoga, for Vishnu. Then everything is not. Kali Yuga, I have what the yoga, I have not what to. There is a yoga in Sankirtan. Sankirtan. But the rascal will not tell. If you say that is the simple yoga, to take it, chant Hare Krishna mantra, all problems will solve. They will not believe it. They will not take it. There is no misfortune. Shastra says, yajnai samkirtanai prayi jajanti hi sumedhas. Sumedhas is that. Those who have got good breath, they take at least yajna process. Sumedhas. And another word is alpamedhas. Less brain substance. Tadbhavati alpamedhasa. Antavattu phalamtesa. Jadbhavati alpamedhasa. They are doing all other things, but not yoga. Therefore, alpamedhasa, their brain substance is small. And here is sumedhasa, yajnai samkirtanai prayi jajanti hi sumedhasa. That is the sign of merit. You do something which will produce good results. And if you catch and duck, if you simply jump over, what is it? That Lilavati Munshi of Bombay, she is the wife of a big man, K.M. Munshi. So she was asking, Swamiji, how you made like this? Everyone is surprised. Because no one has done like this. And he says that because I have taken the proper method, therefore it is done. So nice. The method must be right. It may be simple, but it must be right method.
He
invited me this time. Yes. He's very educated. Now, her husband made very great attempt for publishing book. But there is no sufficient customer, now this place is going to be sold.
Mm-hmm.
And nobody customer. And there is later setting place. Now it is obsolete. So, she wanted that I help her, so what should I do with this place? Later setting is now abolished.
Mm-hmm.
That is not good job now. There must be little place of, what is called? Offset.
Prabhupada, since Krishna is the power of the demigods, the ability to render everything, why is it recommended in the nectar devotion that a Vaishnava should worship Ganapati? Why is it recommended in the nectar devotion that a Vaishnava should worship
Ganapati? So, everyone, just like we worship also ordinary man, if it gives us facility to us, it is. We go to somebody and wax his flatters because he'll give some money and it will be engaged in Krishna service. The man is not worshipable, but he will help us to worship Krishna. That way he will be helped and we will be also helped. And Krishna will be satisfied. Krishna will be satisfied that my devotee has brought some money from this rascal. All right. So Ganapati is also a devotee. So Ganapati, it is not required, but sometimes we do. Just like gopis, they worship goddess Durga, Kattayan. They did not require, but the social system is there. But they ask that Mother Kattayan give us the opportunity to have Krishna as our husband. The aim is Krishna. Generally, they go to worship Devi Durga for asking material benefit. Ganama Devi, Rupama Devi, Jasura Devi, the things which we want in material. But the gopis, they do not go for any material thing, for Krishna. Similarly, we can go to any Devga. Why then, Ganapati everywhere? But our prayer should be, please give us Krishna. Then it is correct.
When we were just traveling this last time and collecting to the Prabhupada, every day we were offering some incense to Ganesh. In this prayer in the Brahma Sanhita, you're saying this. Then give us facility to collect nice Lakshmi to rebuild the temple in Vrindavan.
The temple for Krishna and Balaram in Vrindavan.
Yeah, that is it. Whatever possible facilities available from any person to beg for it, for Krishna service, not for our personal benefit. They forget Krishna. They forget Krishna. When they go to Vasu Samala Devina, they forget Krishna. Kamaspatya Hitabhyam. Because they have got so strong material desires that they forget Krishna. And that is hard. Alpa vaktu phalam tesha. They get some benefit out of the demigods, but that will not stay. Alpa vaktu. Anta vaktu phalam tesha. But if you take Krishna, then it is not anta vaktu. It will go on increasing. If you take to Krishna consciousness, it will never end. It will increase. Anandambuti vardhana. Increasing. The ocean does not increase. But Krishna consciousness is such a great ocean that it increases. Anandambuti vardhana. Please.
Is it not better just to say, Krishna, whatever you decide, whatever you give me, that I will accept, like Kunti?
Why should I take from Krishna? It should be.
No, I mean, instead of praying to demigods to give me something, saying, whatever you decide, Krishna.
A devotee never prays to Krishna. They have to undergo so much trouble. It's good. They never pray to Krishna.
Yeah.
They know that Krishna will give us ultimate protection. Let us do our duty. Tattenu kampasya mukshamah. When a devotee is in difficulty, he's not disturbed. He thinks it is Krishna's wish that I should survive like this. It is not suffering. It is my place. Just like when a patient is undergoing surgical operation, there is pain, but he knows it is better for him. Therefore he agrees, yes sir, go on with the knife. So when you surrender to Krishna, and Krishna says that I shall give you protection, so even in our distressed condition, we must know that we are being protected by Krishna. It should not be distressed. Because we create so-called distress and happiness. Actually, this world is distress. Yeah, the so-called happiness is also distress. So why a devotee should be disturbed by disturbance?
You said that Krishna consciousness is not difficult, but to remain determined, that is difficult. Determination is difficult. So
yeah. How do we... That determination comes by tapasya. That we have got rules and regulations. If we follow the rules and regulations, then we will be determined. Otherwise, we will be victim of maya. The rules and regulations is there just to keep you fixed up in your determination. But we don't follow, then you fall down. Just like physician says, you don't take this along in medicine. You take this. That is rules and regulations. If you follow, then you do not become victim of disease again. If you don't follow, then what the physician will do?
But it also requires determination to follow the tapasya.
And if he cannot, then he's cat and dog. He's not a human being. Why he should accept initiation? Let him human, cat and dog. He promises. to follow. And if he cannot follow, then he nothing but can have God. In the court, they take promise that in the name of God, in the name of Bible. So that means he speaks the truth. Similarly, before the fire, before deity, before guru, before devotees, he is promising something, and if he does not follow, then he is cut and done. He cannot advance, does not follow. That is the distinction between cat and dog and human. Cat and dog, they cannot promise. This is not possible. But a human being can promise. And if he keeps his promise, then he's human. Otherwise, cat and dog. Word of honor. The cat and dog, they have no sense of honor. Either you kick it or a pat. He does not know what is the difference. That is cat and dog. He does not know the distinction. A human being knows. So, what is promise? What is word of honor?
That the Vaishyas, they are considered to be the capitalists. The Shudras, they are considered to be the communists. Did you mention that eventually the communists will take over the capitalists? So how long do you think that will happen?
Oh, hard to use. Why should I think like that? Let them go to hell. And let us go back to home, back to garden. Why shall I waste our time? We can advise them, do this, will be happy. If they do not care, then we don't bother them. We are not social welfare worker or political worker. We are worker for Krishna. In this world, that people are suffering for want of Krishna consciousness, let us try to make them Krishna. That is our only interest. Otherwise, we have no interest in this. Let them do their own duty and suffer us, enjoy. As a Krishna says, Samoham Sarvabhutas. Samo, Samota. We are not social ones. Or political one. We are Krishna one. So we give advice to them that we become Krishna conscious and all problems will be solved. That is our duty. And to advise him, to convince him, to give him all facilities. But still he does not test. We are not going to see how long he is up and how he will solve. Let them do their own duty. Yes, Krishna says, Sarvadharman Purishottam Mamekam Saranam. Give up all nonsense engagement, just become my devotee. We say that. But if somebody does not give up, asana, then Krishna also does not interfere. Let him suffer. how long one suffers. He can stop his suffering immediately. But if he does not share the medicine, then what can be done? Krishna says, Antang Sadhupati Bhamakrishna. If Krishna withdraws all his sinful activities, then where is the Krishna suffering? But he will not do. Now, because he is not surrendered soul to Krishna, so he is suffering from time immemorial. And nobody can say how long he will suffer. He will go on suffering. He cannot stop. Therefore Krishna says, Mbha. That's all. Raman Pavadhanta Muha. He does not know. By simply surrendering to Krishna, everything will be nice. That he does not know. And if you advise, he will not accept. Matinna Krishna Parato Satova. There is a spell by Prahlad Maharaj. There are these dead girls who have got this idea that by adjustment we shall be happy in this material world. They'll never understand what is Krishna consciousness. They'll never understand. Because their aim is that picture we give in back to Godhead, anchor.
Yes.
Their anchor is to remain here and enjoy. That is their main disease. They do not, just like the Russian aeronautics has gone so high, you are seeing where in Moscow. The anchor is there, it is Moscow. Devil has to come now. Arijya kichyena parang padam patanti yatha anadita jismata. So everyone wants to keep this anchor of this material attachment. They say that yes, I am ready to accept Krishna consciousness, provided Krishna gives us so many material. Just like in Germany, so many women went to pray in the Second World War. Oh, my husband may come back, my father may come back. But nobody came. And all of them became atheists. They take Krishna, a god, as their servant. Not to become servant of Krishna. I pray so much, Krishna, God, you are very good, and did not give the Bhagavad.
What is the basic explanation of the working principle of the brain? How our brain is working?
Brain is working because the living entity soul is there. Just like I am typing and he is typing. I have got the latest mechanical improved typist. And he has got old bygone age typist. Similarly, according to our karma capacity, Krishna gives us facility. So brain is that facility. Krishna gives us. Not that, as so far as the brain substance is concerned, a dog's brain and your Professor Hansen's brain is the same. It's the brain, okay? But, because Professor Einstein is advanced in knowledge, he is working differently. Otherwise, when Einstein, the soul is off from the body, and the dog is off from the body, we see the brain equally the same. So this, your science, they do not know.
They said that there are about 9 billion cells called neurons.
That's right. This one you have given already. So why 9 billion cells are there? Because you can work with it. I have given a electric running on typewriter because I know how to work it. Otherwise, this electric machine, the whole electric machine, they are made of the same iron. But if I know how to work it, then I can utilize this machine. But for a layman, it is all the same. So that is karma. According to karma, we get the body. The body's machinery is also well equipped, as I can work. This is nature's gift. Not that this brain is first class, that brain is first class, last class. All brain is last class. It is matter. The man who is working, the soul is working, he is first class and first class. It is said clearly, Ishara Sarubhutana Riddhese Arjuna Tishtati. Ishara Krishna is situated in Anjuna's heart. Brahman Sarubhutani Jantra Rurhani Maya. He is offered a jantra, a machine, made by material energy. But that is under the direction of Krishna. Krishna asks material energy, give a good machine. He can work. Good or bad, as he wants. As he wants. Just giving jantra rurhani maya. It is all bad. Either this electric machine or that manual machine. They are all matter. See, anything material, that is bad. But he wants it. All right, that is bad. He wants this facility. And before this motor cars, people were walking on foot. All business was being done. But we wanted a machine like that. So Krishna has given us brain to man. But what will benefit by this? Therefore Krishna says, you guys give up all this nonsense proposal. But they will not do that. They will create another nonsense desire. That desire should be stopped. That is desire. Because they will go on simply proposing some nonsense desire. That is their material existence. Now they have discovered this motor ride. Now, there's water, no power,
gasoline.
And if the gasoline is stopped, then the whole endeavor is gone. So this is their business. They are manufacturing something which will entangle him more and more. That he does not know.
Now they have reduced the output of big cars.
You see?
Because previously they were making big cars.
Now the business is another problem. The factory having so many men. So there will be a problem. Therefore Krishna says, you give up all this nonsense.
The airlines have laid off so many thousands of people because there isn't enough gasoline to fly all the airplanes. So they're just laying off people. They're becoming unemployed now.
Yes, why not other problem will come.
Coming to the brain again.
Yeah. Some people are working. Why? Some people are eating.
Huh?
Example, the mechanism of working in the brain, some of the chemical pathways, they say, change, block. So some people become insane.
Insane?
Yes, insane means...
Yes, he cannot work. That's all. Even if I give you good machine, he can just like, I do not have to work. So, similarly, if one does not know how to work, then it is a useless machine.
They're thinking that by a certain type of chemical, they can correct things like depression and unhappiness.
Yes.
They say it's all just a chemical situation in the brain.
But that they propose so many nonsense, but they cannot do it.
They're making experiments on it.
That's they go on experimenting life after life. That is their foolishness.
Next lesson, you have to experiment in a dog's body.
Yes. And some of our politicians has become a dog. Nehru, he has become a dog. In Stockholm.
Stockholm?
Yes.
I told that to my mother and she would not believe it. You know, people think that if someone's a great politician or something, he can never become something like this.
Why the politician dies?
Yeah.
If he has got so good breath, let him live forever.
People have so much of blind faith in people like Nehru and Gandhi.
Nehru did not want to give up his prime ministership. Unless he has collapsed. So I did not live. If he was so intelligent. And Krishna says, if you have to believe Bhagavad Gita, Tathade Hantaram Prati, he has to accept another body. So why you should disbelieve that he has accepted God's body? Because the acceptance of body is not your business. It is the business of higher nature. Daiva Netrena. So if the Daiva likes that you must have this God's body, then how can I refuse it? You cannot refuse.
Prabhupada, yesterday in the paper, I saw a picture. Nixon had his 61st birthday, and he had a big cake made, and he offered the first bite, the first lick to his dog.
That's good. That is stated in Bhagavad-gita. He didn't get distant. Now he's taking shelter of him. Artha is good. Then he's good, at least. Chatadvidha vadante maam sukritina artha. Artha means very much distress. He's very much distressed than all the Americans.
His dog, no.
He had a cake for his first 60 cents. He gave the first bite to his dog, D.O.C.
Oh,
not
dog. Dog.
Dog. Don't ask, become dog then.
That's why he should not become dog. Because Jangan Bapi, he has great love for dog, and he said, the Jangan Bapi is one and Loki. At the time of death, he'll think of dog and he'll become dog. This is.
One time I asked one Indian man, why do the people beat the dogs in India?
Huh?
They say, why do you beat the dogs so bad?
He
says, because the English people were ruling for so long, now they're thinking versus dogs. Who beat them? In America, taking care of the dogs and cats is a very big business. That's a very big business.
They have a cemetery. They buy $10,000 necklace for their dog.
I like it.
Yes, when they die, they leave all their money.
Why did he choose to become a dog? Why did he choose to become a dog?
Some of them want to become. Some of them would like to.
They don't want
to. Some of them think dogs and cats are more intelligent than people.
Yes, in Kenyan, there are anti-dogs in Kenyan, than any human. They live within the whole of world, and there is no scarcity. Can we become like that? They live within the apartment, and there is no scarcity. That's how we just fool. But they are more intelligent than human beings. Everyone has got some specific talent. Either human being or cats and dogs or just like the vulture, they go 4 miles, 5 miles above and they can find out where is the corpse. As a dead body. But you cannot do that. Immediately. Puncture. And they come. Vulture will come. Do you see? So they are intelligent more than human
beings. That is called Achyuta. That is called Achyuta. Living entity. There is some special quality.
Yes.